My name is Mike Juarez Sartillo.
And my name is Alicia Gutierrez Moreno.
And this is Youth 2. Today we're going to talk about our trip to the Edge of the Woods Market here in New Haven, Connecticut. And about the experience and what that kind of provoked. What kind of thoughts that provoked. It's basically like a naturalist setting.
Like medicine, but like made out of like
natural, like herbs
and stuff, plants.
Like that. So organic. It's like an organic store.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about how nature affects us and how it's present in our everyday lives.
So, well, in that store, there was like so many like medications and like stuff you could take for anything like that you had, like, so maybe any pains or any, you know, any like infections. And I think it was pretty cool because it was just so many things like that you don't even realize you have and that it could actually help you in.
And it makes me wonder, you know, back in like the early human days, how did they find out that's how plants helped you? Like, for example, there's this plant called Valeriana. I guess in English it's Valerian.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandma uses it a lot for, like, stress control and
anxiety.
And it helps her, and I've tried it. It helps me as well. And we saw it there today, right, Bev?
Mm-hmm. There was, like, a lot of medication that included that.
Right, plants.
Yeah, like the Valerian.
And, you know, like, how did people discover that? Like, just people randomly ate plants?
I don't know. I mean, you would have to eat, like, a lot of plants for you to know what kind of plant does what and what it helps you in.
Or do you think it was an instinct?
Or maybe, I don't know, because, I mean, it's pretty hard to tell, you know?
What about like a gift, maybe like an intuition? Like, you know, certain people are naturals for something.
Yeah.
What if certain people in the early days were naturals for that?
Mm-hmm. So like, you know, the botanists, no?
The botanists.
I mean, that's what they do. That's what
they study.
They study and stuff. So obviously I think they would have to know what makes up, like, so a certain plant, they could tell, like, oh, well, this plant has this, so it can help in this, you know?
I feel like comparing, like, mainstream medical, like, meds, like, mm-hmm. chemical medication, I feel like it's, this is my analogy, right? It's like a puzzle, and there's this hole that needs another piece to put it together, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what medical, like, chemical medication does, it just kind of like has this big chunk of puzzle and just molds it together until it fits, you know? So it's not it's not like the perfect fit, but it just makes it be that perfect fit.
Okay.
Versus like a herb or like something organic, I feel like it just fits.
Like it's a perfect,
like it's a flexible piece. Yeah.
Okay.
And it just fits. And I feel like that's how I understand, like, secondary effects and that kind of stuff, because it's not supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's there, and that's how your body reacts to it, versus,
like
natural
fact,
stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I never thought of it that way, but yeah. I think, I think natural, like, medication is more convenient for you, obviously, and it's just better, like, in general than chemical medication.
What about the plants?
Well, the plants, yeah. But I mean,
all the plants.
Yeah.
They're so little. The plants. They just want to help.
Yeah.
Just want to help.
I mean, it is nature.
Right? Why is Mother Nature so good to us?
And yet we are so bad to them.
You think she's or she is
or to her.
They are aware of the damage we're doing?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's there has to be, like, there has to be some type of reaction to what we're doing. And there is, but, you know, obviously, I think they are, or she is aware of it.
Well, honestly, I guess, you know, like, Mother Nature understands stuff more clearly and has a wider knowledge. For example, if I was Mother Nature, I would just wipe everybody out. Fuck it. You know, they're just damaging me. You know, I'm trying to help them out, and they don't want to help me out. So, all right, you're gone. Or at least control it, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess Mother Nature is all peace.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's like that's her essence. That's how she is not supposed to, but like that's how she is. Like, she's peaceful and she means no harm to us.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, at what point does it become a virtue, like being peaceful and a pacifist, and just kind of turn in the other cheek? At what point does that virtue become a vice?
What do you mean?
Like, okay, like somebody hits you, you turn the other cheek, you know, because you're not like that, you know, you don't want to respond, right?
Mm-hmm.
At what point does that become like, oh yeah, it's actually bad for you because you're getting hurt a lot?
Well, I mean, I think if you're like a pacifist, or like you don't really provoke danger or like violence, then there will not be any violence or like danger in your life for you to get hurt, you know? Because obviously, if you provoke it, if you are a violent person, you're gonna attract violence.
Well, in terms of like human, in terms of Mother Nature. Like, I remember that movie, The Happening.
Oh, yes.
Where plants actually like kind of like took a stand against humans and just killed everybody.
Yeah.
Like that. You know, like, why do you think nature or Earth doesn't really react that way?
I don't know. Maybe it's just because, maybe like you said, maybe it's because they're not, like, she's not aware of it fully yet. Maybe she could still take more, you know?
That's true. Let me just check the time. We're at 8 minutes. So the reason why we went, for me, it was this plant called St. John's Wort. It makes me think of like a wart, like a...
Yeah.
But it's basically this plant that helps with like mood balance, like depression, stuff like that. And I think I talked to my mother about it, and she recognized that plant because she grew up in Mexico, and she recognized, and there's a lot of like nature out there, you know, a lot of different plants, different trees, different stuff, and that's still there, that essence of like herbs are like better for you. That's still there. And she said she recognized that. She feels like she recognizes that plant. Like, we even looked up the pictures and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like this yellow little thing.
Yeah. I think over there in Mexico, it's like, they lean more towards natural, you know, natural, like, medicine.
Do you think, like, how did humans go from, right? Because chemical medicine didn't exist, right? How did they go from like herbs, like natural stuff, to chemicals? Like, what was the reason for that?
Well, I mean, it would be like for money, you know, pretty much.
You think?
Or maybe because, like, maybe because of the chemical medication, like, it being stronger in a sense, I guess.
Maybe faster results.
Faster results. Yeah, and I think that's why they lean more toward it.
Imagine if... I mean, you think it would be advanced if humans were stood by, like, herbs and, like, natural stuff? Do you think if that was replaced by chemical... Or if chemical medication was replaced by that, you think we would know more about what plants do to us? Like, it would be more advanced?
Yeah, well...
What do you think? There's, like, a limit to the knowledge?
No, I think, yeah, we would know more. Because that's what... Like, that's what would be the focus, you know, like, for them to do research on and everything. So I think, yeah, we would know more, but... But then again, I think we would just go towards chemical medication, like, either way, because it's faster.
Do you think that had to, like, the population? I mean, since there was more people sick, they needed stuff.
Yeah.
Like, more stuff quicker.
Yeah. That makes sense, right?
Yeah. Anyway, so on that note, my name is... Mike Juarez Artillo.
My name is Alicia Gutierrez Moreno.
And this is
YouTube. Bye.